Ron Pownall has been the unit commander for the last 17 years in Ravenna, Ohio, but he's been a part of it since the very beginning.
I had a best friend of mine, we were running around together, and his dad was a former Marine. And we were 14, and we were just running around with, you know, there's really nothing to do for us in Ravenna. So he said he was going to start his own program, even if he had to, you know, start it. He was going to try to find something like Junior RTC or something for us. Well, he actually called Headquarters Marine Corps in Washington, D.C., got a hold of someone, and they said, yes, we have, the Marine Corps has a youth program called Young Marines, and here's a contact phone number. So he called, got everything together to start up a unit, and he actually ran it for the first 10 years. So I was, me and my buddy and about 40 other kids were part of the first platoon for the, it was the Ravenna Young Marines at that time. And then later on, about 10 years down the road, 12 years down the road, we changed it to the Chesty Puller Young Marines.
As the Chesty Puller Young Marines, they accept boys and girls ages 8 through the completion of high school, and they do a various number of activities.
We teach them how to march or how to drill, maintenance of the uniform, there's uniform inspections, history of the Young Marines program, not a whole lot of history about the Marine Corps. Then there's physical fitness, there's leadership, customs, courtesies, things of that nature.
Despite being in Ravenna for nearly 28 years, the program is seeing a decline in numbers. Executive Officer Gary Fall has an idea why.
Currently, we got, I'd say, about 22 young Marines. That's down from the usual 45 to 50 that we typically have. So it really comes down to discipline. Parents can't get them away from the video games, and to me, that's the problem. We can give them the discipline, but only if they come.
With numbers declining, it gets harder to fund. Despite being a national nonprofit, a representative from the National Young Marines says that it actually does little to help the individual units. Instead, it's on them to do their own fundraising. Still, Pownall remains hopeful.
Well, we've been around this long. We're going to keep after it. We don't plan on quitting anytime soon or dissolving. We're trying to increase our efforts to get out in the public more and see if we can get some more kids that are interested and keep them going.